Welcome to Smart Finance 360, the podcast where money matters meet innovative thinking. Every week, we dive deep into the world of finance, exploring trends, debunking myths, and bringing you the latest insights from industry experts. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a financial newbie, or somewhere in between, this is your go-to source for becoming financially savvy. Welcome to another episode of Smart Finance 360, your Mortgage and More. I'm really excited today because I have a business owner, Jen McAllister. She's got a lot to talk about. I think if you're listening to this and you're a business owner, you're aspiring to become a business owner, and or maybe you're just someone who, you know, wants to have different things in your life you may want to do and juggle and have, wear different hats and have balance, I think this is going to be a great episode. Jen, thanks so much for being on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so we mentioned you're a CPA, you own a business, but the story of how you had to own your business seems kind of crazy. Tell me a little bit about, let's just dive in on your history and your story there.
Yes. So I've learned a lot about loyalty to the corporate world. I was working for a company for 5 years, a corporation. I was the first person in the finance department, and then I grew that to 18. So I would hand pick and nurture and develop and really just grow this family of accountants. And I was working a lot of hours because I always wanted to make sure everything was taken care of. And this was my loyalty to the company. And they wanted to go public. So they were buying up, you know, additional companies. And they wanted to give me a bonus of, I won't disclose the amount, but so these hard, long nights where I'm working 10, 12, 13 hours sometimes a day, I was thinking that's okay because I've got this big bonus and then I'll sail off into the ocean and everything will be wonderful, move to Mexico, something like that. And to my great surprise, the most blindsided I've ever been, on a Thursday afternoon, I got an invitation for a meeting, which was super normal, until HR was on and they said, I'm sorry, but we've got to let you go. We've been growing too fast and we don't have a place for you here anymore. And on a side note, other individuals who were different from me, well, okay, males, yeah, they kept their job. And so that was really hard to see that the loyalty really wasn't there.
And what about the bonus? Did they say anything?
It was wiped right out from under me. And so that was the point, and I realized there is no loyalty here. And so I took a moment to look at what legal actions I had, wrongful termination, and I did have that. But I had this real pivotal moment that I needed to decide what I was going to do with my resource of time, because everyone has the same amount of time, 24 hours in a day. And I could use that to really fight what had happened to me, or I could use that limited amount of time to start my own business. And I decided quickly, I don't like being in a space of negativity. So the next morning I woke up, I knew what my name would be, Rise, because it embodied me and the situation that I wanted to rise from. And I registered my business with the IRS, with the state. Over the weekend, I developed a website, which I'd never done before, but it's really that mentality, just figure it out. You know, this is what I have to do, so just figure it out. And by Monday morning, I was in business.
So, recap. Wednesday,
Thursday,
HR comes, says you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that bonus that you've been trying to, you know, strive for every single day for years,
yes,
on this, that you thought you would get from ownership piece or maybe stock or whatever that they had when they got public, gone. And you had 24 hours to sit on it, and you started your business within one business day, pretty much.
Yes.
Phenomenal. As far as, you know, instead of just some people, I think they're going to, I'm going to do this, I'm going to start this business, and then they're going to just, you know, take forever to plan it, and it just doesn't really happen. It's pretty amazing to me that you just made that decision right then and there, and you did it.
Yeah. And, you know, there's something to be said about, you need to allow yourself emotions for anything that happens. And so, was I sad? Did I cry? Yes, I did. But then I feel like then you've got to just stand up, brush the dust off, or pull your big girl panties up, as like I like to say sometimes, and just move forward and leave the past in the past and just focus on the future and the positive things that you can do.
Yeah, I think the mindset there, because you're obviously going through a lot of emotions. You can sit there and wallow in pity. You just went right to work. Let's go. And so that's really cool with Rise. I love that. And now you have a very successful business. Tell us a little bit about kind of your journey on your business of, you know, being a CPA.
Yeah, absolutely. And before I move on to my CPA journey, I'll tell you a little bit about my journey as a business owner.
Yes.
And loyalties, because we're talking a little bit about loyalties. So three of the women who worked for me at this corporation, they just said, tell me when I can join you. And that helps too, because then you can't just sit back and wait. But when you have people relying processes. On you.
You have to build out a business where you can, you know, help these people thrive.
Yes. And so I really believe a lot in manifesting, especially lately. That really hasn't even been a word so much in my vocabulary or what that I realized that I was manifesting. And so I remember my very first, you know, employee or contractor, technically. I said, imagine yourself quitting your job on Monday. And, you know, picture that, think about it over the weekend, do it, and then we're going to find the clients. So it wasn't that I have the clients and I need you, but it was like, let's picture ourselves in the situation that I do have clients for you. And time again, that's what I did with each of the six ladies that work for me. So
that's amazing. So you basically manifested this is what we're going to do. This is what's going to happen. How long was it before they came over?
I would say the first was a month.
A month, okay.
Yeah, and probably a month after that and another month after that. So just a steady, pretty quick and steady growth.
Yeah, it's interesting how that works, because a lot of times it's a lot faster than you anticipate. I mean, I was a small business owner, and a lot of times for me, I think, and I want to ask you on this next question, is you get things that you're really good at, and usually that's how you start a business, is you have some sort of trade or some sort of talent in whatever industry is. But when you start as a business owner, it's not just, in your case, for example, accounting, bookkeeping, CPA, or my case, it's not just mortgages. There's so many more avenues you have to tackle. Now you got to be good at HR. Now you got to be good at accounting. If you don't have an accounting, which I will talk about that. If you're a business owner, do not do your own accounting, please. We will talk about this.
Yes.
But for you, you're a business owner of an accounting company, but there's so many hats we wear. And I found myself, this was years ago, but I found myself as being a small business owner, kind of being a jack of all trades, master of none within the business. And then in order to survive, I really had to focus on the two things that basically kept the business thriving. And in my sense, it was operations and customer experience. So those were phenomenal, but everything else was kind of terrible. Like HR, training, all that other stuff, just I didn't have time for. How do you juggle kind of those things within your business? Because, you know, there are many hats, but how do you find balance?
Yeah, time is key, isn't it? Because we wish we had more of it and we don't. And I went from a world of really head down in a computer and doing accounting for 8, 10, 12 hours a day to really just having time for a couple of hours a day. And the rest of it was developing the business. So I really needed my team to already have that skill set, because I didn't have the time to teach and train. And I feel very fortunate. I can't say lucky, because I don't really believe in luck, but I'm very fortunate.
Make your own luck.
Yes, yes. And so I have wonderful, wonderful women that are trained in accounting. But what I love in the niche of my business is that these ladies want to not be full-time employees. So they've got a family. They can go to soccer games and dance recitals and also utilize their professional skills. Some of my employees are students, and so they can go to school and at the same time utilizing their skills. So I really love that balance.
They can really scale their time and their volume of what they want to do to provide a good experience at their level. So that's very cool that you have those options.
So I definitely needed those great ladies so they could just run with it, and I could trust them to do the accounting work while I continue to develop the business.
Yeah, that's a big thing I think a lot of small business owners struggle with, is letting go. They don't understand that, hey, look, there are other talented people around you. And that took me years to figure that out. When I finally figured that out, and what's actually crazy is there's people that work with me that are more talented than me at their certain skill sets of what they do. And I'm so grateful, and I can't scale without them. So when I finally found out that my tribe, and finding your tribe's hard in the first place, but when you find your tribe, hold on to it. Because these people, when they're talented and they have the same values as you, because I love that you said they have their kind of, they have their values of what they want in their life, as far as maybe being attending their kids' games, but they still want to have a professional life too. So finding the right fit for the right environment, for the right people, it's something that I think once a small business owner understands that, that's when they can actually scale. And I'm not talking about scaling as far as a big corporation, but like a small, great corporation, but with balance. Everyone has balance. Because a lot of times small businesses, nobody has balance. Everyone's working 60 hours a week or 70 hours or whatever it is. So the fact that you guys have been able to find that balance, that's kudos to you. What would you say a recommendation for some of those business owners to let go and allow others to, you know, do a job that normally they you feel like you always do it better yourself, but what's kind of some advice to that? Just tell them to let go.
It's really hard because when you're a new business owner, you don't have the funds that you can just hire everybody. But when you think about it this way, you know, if you have a special skill and I don't know, creating woodwork, because I'm seeing this right here, and you can earn $150 an hour, but you're limiting yourself because you're doing the accounting because you're trying to save money, but you're paying $50 an hour, let's say, in accounting, you're robbing yourself of that difference. You should be dedicating all of your time to what you do best,
yes,
what you love, and recognize that when you're, I say it's not an expense with accounting specifically, but you can say that with many other professional things, is it's an investment. Because when you invest in someone else to do that thing, then it frees up your time to be able to do what you love and what you are best at and the reason you went into business in the first place.
Yeah, it takes it from being a, you know, jack of all trades, master of none business owner to really focusing on, okay, this is what I'm really good at. I'm going to really hone in on this for my business and we will crush the sector of this organization, and then finding talent around you to grow the corporation. And that's a hard pill to swallow, but if you're a business owner listening to this, you just got to do it.
Yes.
Just find the talent, go out and do what you did, like you did on that Thursday. You made the decision, do the same thing. Make that decision that if I want to scale this, I will find talented people around me.
Yes. And something you said earlier about you having really smarter people in the room than you, and that really, it takes strength to see that for what it is. Because you can be the business owner that doesn't want anybody to be smarter than you. But the very best business owners want everybody to be smarter than them. Mm-hmm. That's where the real strength comes. And to be able to not take that as a hit to your pride, but to see that as a superpower.
Yes, I think sometimes for me, it wasn't necessarily a superpower. It was just I was so beaten down and so tired of not having the balance that I was kind of forced to have it happen. And it's great that it did happen. And then when I realized this is so much better, oh wait, I'm really good here, I'm really bad there, but I really hate doing that other thing. So I'm not grumpy anymore because I'm not doing the things I hate in the business, you know, area that I own, but I'm actually doing the stuff I enjoy. And it's really fun to see people that actually, you know, they're better at me at certain other things and I see them enjoy it. Makes me kind of enjoy helping them or seeing them do it. I'm like, oh, I actually didn't really hate this as much. I just had no idea what I was doing. So now I know. But, you know, it is interesting. Now talk a little bit about your business specifically with accounting and bookkeeping. Tell me, you know, just real quick for people that are listening that may not know what that is, what that is. And then secondly, we're going to really dive in of how important I think business owners should invest in working with someone who specializes in that.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm a fractional service, and I am such a proponent of that because a lot of people make this kind of a mistake. So first, let me say a bookkeeper is the lowest level, someone that, like the name says, they're keeping the records of your book. Are they doing it correctly? Probably not. Not usually. They're recording checks and they're receiving payments. And then there's this false conception, or, you know, that, oh, everything's great because my checks are recorded and my bank balances. And that is really far from the truth, because then at the end of the year,
bare minimum, really.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not reading these financial statements the way that you could to help you make better business decisions. And so someone hires a cheap bookkeeper and you're just getting by and it's really not high quality. And there's really great bookkeepers out there too. I'm not saying...
You're just saying...
I'm just describing the...
Or bookkeeper, you could lose a lot of...
Yes. Money. And then you've got the accounting level, which is, I would say, trained, a four-year degree. So what the mistake a lot of business owners make is they're hiring low... you know, cheap. And so you have a bookkeeper level, or they say, oh, we need an accountant. So they pay too much money and then for a too high level, but really you want that mix. And so that's what I love, where I can add value, is my team is all of it. We've got some bookkeepers, some accountants, payroll specialists, and then I'm a CPA. And so we just get to come in and customize a plan where you've got a little bit of this that you need, some of this and some of that, and just give you just what you need without hiring four full-time people or one too expensive or one too inexpensive.
Yeah, so you have basically everything involved. And that's what's so cool. And I really need to preface this. Like, if you own a business, don't do your own bookkeeping or your own accounting unless you like graduated that, but don't, because it's just, it's a nightmare every single time. It's a nightmare for the loan officer as well when they're trying to get you a home loan and they need certain things like a P&L and you're like, what's a profit and loss? Like, okay, let's try to figure this out. We'll try to help you there. But a lot of times if they have their ducks in a row and they use a bookkeeper, they have accounting and a CPA, it's so much easier for them to navigate not only their business, but to buy real estate and do other things, because a CPA is just essential for some of these business owners. And it helps me. I'm so grateful when there is a CPA involved that knows their business and you can take a look at the books and answer questions. And That is definitely something that people don't understand, that you'd be surprised how many business owners do their own. And I think it's crazy.
Yeah. And if you do your own and you're really not going to upgrade quite yet, the advice that I would give you is have a separate checking account. It's free. You really can just get a business checking account. Keep those expenses separate. Have a dedicated card. A lot of people think that a credit card has to be in the business name, and it doesn't. Just have a dedicated card that is only for business and use it for that purpose. And don't crisscross PayPal and Venmo, because untangling that is a joke. So just from the beginning, keep everything completely separate, and you'll be doing yourself a great favor.
Yep, keep it clean.
Mm-hmm.
Last, before we wrap up, I want to talk about your podcast. You also have a podcast. Tell us a little bit about the podcast.
Yeah, it came about so suddenly and unexpectedly. And I have to say that when you learn the most in life is when you open yourself up to experiences that you may typically say, no, that's not for me, that's not for me. But when you really just allow those experiences to come into your life, that's where you grow. You grow where you're uncomfortable. And I'm an accountant, and accountants don't do podcasts. But I did. I was told you should do this. And I thought about it. I didn't just jump into it the next day, but I thought about what that would look like, what it would mean. And I decided to go for it. And one of the things that I've learned from this podcast, and I'll tell you just a little bit about what it is I was not looking at other people's podcasts, didn't have anything to compare against. And looking back, I didn't do that on purpose, but looking back, that was really great, because then I created something that was just authentic and just exactly what I wanted it to be without comparing it to others. And
it's kind of the best when that happens, to be honest.
Yeah. So I had to decide, what's it going to be about? And no one's going to listen to a podcast about accounting, not even my mom. And so I thought, well, how about money? Money and accounting go hand in hand. And it just didn't light a fire. And it had to be something that I was really passionate about. And so I thought, what makes me unique? What do I like to talk about? And I reflected that I've always been able to identify something that I want. And it has to be something that you really want, not just like, oh, that'd be nice. But the key is to, this is what I want. And even to dig deeper, like, okay, why do you want that? So it's really a definite want. And then just figure it out. And so the name of the podcast is Just Figure It Out. And we talk about with guests, what is it that you wanted? And how did you just figure it out? Why did you want that? And just, you know, it's really inspiring. And I hope to inspire others to realize that it's a mindset and you really can do more than you think you can.
Yeah, I love that. I could see the passion when you talk about it. So it's fun. And that's kind of where I like to have in our name. It's, you know, Finance 360, Smart Finance 360, but I could just circle back to whatever. And then maybe, you know, I feel like everything leads back to financing, just like everything you do. But it's really cool that, you know, with the mindset, you really can do a lot more than you think. Mm-hmm. And sometimes just don't think, just do it. How you just did it with the podcast, you didn't go and do all this research, didn't compare. And what was funny about us is we did that as well. We just went ahead and did it. Now that we've done it, and we're doing it for a while, I'll learn from others because I'm interested in it.
Yes.
So now I'm learning and picking things up, but it's kind of beautiful. And I see this with, you know, loan officers that just join our company as well. They're new. You don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun to see, because they, you know, older loan officers that have been doing a while be like, oh, this market's tough, or this sucks, or it was so much easier back then. They kind of get in their own heads.
Yeah.
Whereas the new ones that don't know any better, they're just like, I'm going to go out and crush the day. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing them outperform other loan officers have been doing it for years because they have that different mindset. So the mindset is everything. If people don't understand that, it's like sometimes you don't need to know everything. You just need to go out and do it. And I think from doing it, you learn so much more instead of just waiting and waiting and waiting and evaluating, I'm going to do this plan, and then it just never happens. But I love that your theme kind of is just, let's just do it. You know, it's close to Nike as far as just do it. But, you know, we'll figure it out as we go. Last question is, how can people get a hold of you, Jen? What's the best way if someone listening here may want to work with you or may want to be on your podcast? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
I would say visit my website, RiseAccountingLLC.com. From there, you'll be able to see my name, Jen McAllister. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook as well. And I've got the podcast and the business and many different hats. So I would just say RiseAccountingLLC.com, and you'll find all the other places from there.
Well, Jen, it's been a pleasure. We'll get you on again, and we'll talk about more specific stuff as far as, you know, I think I want to go deeper into your podcast because it sounds really interesting. But thanks so much for being on Smart Finance 360.
Thank you.